One of Rome's most famous landmarks, the Colosseum, was lit up on Wednesday evening to celebrate the U.S. state of New Mexico's decision to repeal the death penalty. The lay Catholic community of St. Egidio here in Rome began the practice of lighting up the Colosseum, once the Roman Emperor's favorite spot for executions, to celebrate each step along the way towards a worldwide abolition of capital punishment. A special lighting ceremony also took place in December 2007, when the United Nations General Assembly called for a worldwide moratorium on the death penalty. On Wednesday morning, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson and the Archbishop of Santa Fe, Michael Sheehan, led a delegation which met with Pope Benedict after the general audience in St. Peter's Square, before going on to the lighting ceremony at the Colosseum later in the day. Governor Richardson also found time to talk with my colleague Charles Collins about why he decided to sign this law abolishing the death penalty in the state of New Mexico last month.
Well, it was the toughest decision in my political life. I changed my position because I had supported the death penalty. Why? Because I think life imprisonment without parole is worse than death and a suitable punishment. Secondly, the fact that America is increasingly isolated on this issue with the rest of the world going in another direction. The fact that it's mainly minorities on death row. DNA evidence has been faulty. The fact that in the last 10 years there have been 130 exonerations. All of that, plus my own church, my archbishop, influenced me to sign the bill. And looking back, the fact that New Mexicans supported by over 60%, I believe was the right choice, but it was a very tough decision.
You mentioned that New Mexicans supported it by over 60%. This is a change in the view of the people of New Mexico over the last several years. Do you think the same reasons that made you change your mind is what affected everyone else in the state?
I believe so. The fact that there have been so many mistakes, the fact that the state is not perfect in judging whether an execution should take place, there's faulty evidence, the fact that life imprisonment without parole is a suitable punishment, the fact that American points of views on this issue are changing. The world is far ahead of us on this issue, Latin America, Europe, most nations in the third world have abolished the death penalty, and we're alone with a few other countries that are considered repressive. So I think America's mood on this issue is changing. It's becoming more progressive and more oriented towards abolishing the death penalty.
Recently, when we in Europe have heard about successes dealing with the death penalty, they've almost exclusively been about Supreme Court cases, limiting who can be executed, for example. Do you feel more satisfied that this happened through a legislative process than a judicial process?
Yes, the fact that the people voted through their elected representatives, through a legislature in New Mexico, through a governor that could sign or veto the bill. Public opinion in New Mexico changed, and it went straight to their elected representatives. This is decisions that should be made by the people, by legislative bodies, not by single judges or judicial tribunals. This is a moral issue.
New Jersey also recently abolished the death penalty, and most of the states that have the death penalty haven't used it in years. Is this a national trend?
Well, there's a national trend because so many states know that there's real vulnerabilities. You take Illinois when there were so many exonerations and mistakes and faulty DNA evidence. I think the states are realizing that it's costing more to execute somebody, that there's faulty evidence, that perhaps what is more morally correct and still is strong punishment for a heinous crime, life imprisonment without parole. I went to my prison in New Mexico the day I made the decision, and I concluded that life without parole in a cell 23 out of 24 hours was a worse punishment than death. So I felt that my conscience was clear.
Is this a feeling shared also by victims' families? What has been the response from victims' families to this law?
Well, it's mixed. I mean, there are victims' families that are not happy with me. And it was very tough for me because I'd gotten very close to a family of a police officer. And I don't think they're happy with my decision. But I didn't, for instance, affect their case because my signing of the bill was prospective. And secondly, I felt that saying to them that life imprisonment without parole is a very strong punishment, perhaps worse than death, for the individual that killed their son in the line of duty.
Now here in Europe, of course, here with the San Egidio community, the lighting of the Colosseum, the death penalty is such a big issue here. Talking about its immorality, talking about trying to abolish it throughout the world. Why do you think the attitude is so different in Europe and other parts of the world than it is in the United States?
Well, I believe that Europe public opinion on this moral issue is ahead of America's. And the fact that in America we have 50 states with strong local governments, strong state government. And so I think it's easier for a national legislature to abolish the death penalty in a European country than it is in the United States. But I still do think that America is behind even third world countries on this issue, that morally and financially and internationally, I believe it's best to get rid of the death penalty. And I'm glad America, through what we did in New Mexico, is starting to catch on. The fact that a conservative state in the West was the first to take this decision, I think harbors well for the future in making it a national policy for America not to have a death penalty. It's going to take some time, but I'm glad New Mexico is leading the way.
And finally, what role did the Catholic Church have in promoting this law in New Mexico?
Well, the Catholic Church led on this issue. My Archbishop influenced me. The Catholic Church lobbied members of the legislature. In a Catholic state, the Catholic Church is very powerful. And we have a charismatic Archbishop who put his prestige on the line and pushed the state in the right direction.
The Catholic Church took its lead from the late Pope John Paul II, who often spoke out against the use of the death penalty, including during a memorable visit to St. Louis, Missouri in 1999. During a mass in the Trans World Sports Dome there, the former pontiff called state executions cruel and unnecessary and said modern society has the means of protecting itself without definitively denying criminals the chance to reform. Archbishop Michael Sheehan of Santa Fe told us it's not just American Catholics who have been persuaded by the Church's teachings on this issue.
The Church has spoken out strongly, encouraging a change of mind, and many people have listened to our message. And not only the Church, but many people of goodwill, like the lady who introduced the bill repealing the death penalty. She has been working at this for 10 years. And she's not Catholic, but she has a strong opinion about the dignity of humanity, and she opposes the death penalty. And I think our message between the religious leaders and the secular leaders, this has changed the opinion of the majority of people in New Mexico to be against the death penalty. So it was over a period of time. It didn't happen overnight. And even the governor, I think we had to work with him, talk to him, encourage him, and gradually he too changed his mind. So it was a gradual progress. It was a gradual effort to have a new opinion come into the state. And now the majority of the people agree with the decision of the legislature.
Accompanying the Archbishop and the Governor to Rome for this ceremony was the Director of the New Mexico Coalition to Repeal the Death Penalty, Vicky Elke, who's been campaigning for many years to get rid of state-sponsored executions throughout the United States. She talked to my colleague Francesca Sabatinelli about recent developments that are helping to change many Americans' minds about this important pro-life issue.
It was not easy at all. We started working on this 12 years ago, and what changed this year for us was a variety of things. One thing was we had some new state senators that were elected in November that gave us more votes in the Senate. We had already passed the House the last three sessions, so we kept getting stuck in the Senate. So we were able to get past the Senate this year, and as the governor said, I mean, just a couple of months ago, he supported the death penalty. And so we had to really work on him. And so So what we did was we gave him every bit of information we could find about the death penalty. We showed him that it was a different issue than it was 2 years ago. We'd had 10 countries that have abolished it in the last 2 years. One state, the first state, we're only the second state in the country to abolish the death penalty since the 60s.
Yeah, which were the issue that convinced the governor?
You know, I think the biggest issue that convinced him was the 130 exonerees from death row in the country. These were people that spent decades on death row and they were innocent. And we took the exonerees, we met with the governor, we had him talk to the exonerees and find out how they were railroaded. And I think that was one of the biggest reasons. He saw the prosecutorial misconduct, the police misconduct, the lying eyewitnesses, the fabricated evidence, and he saw this over and over in these cases. And in fact, I wanted to let him know that we had 130, but as of yesterday in the United States, we have 131 who have been exonerated from death row. We have one more person from death row exonerated yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
It's wonderful. Another one from Illinois.
What about New Mexican citizens? What kind of mind do they have on this issue?
Well, we did a statewide poll, and we asked likely New Mexican voters how they felt about this. And 64% supported repealing the death penalty, replacing it with life without parole, and providing restitution to the victims' families. And that is why, you know, we have that groundswell of grassroots support in New Mexico for it. This is what the citizens wanted. The governor did a poll, and he found three-quarters of the people that called into his office said they wanted the death penalty repealed.
So this success, now you're going to try to have this success in other states?
Absolutely, absolutely. The abolition movement in the United States is a very close-knit community. We all work very closely together, and any lessons we learn in one state, we're taking to the next state.
Which is the next state?
There's several of them out there. Montana, Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, New Hampshire, Massachusetts. We've got a lot of them out there.
Thanks there to Vicky Elke, director of the New Mexico Coalition to Repeal the Death Penalty, talking to my colleague Francesca Sabatinelli. And earlier you heard the New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson and the Archbishop of Santa Fe, Michael Sheehan.